Well, here we are, Friday night, the 16th?
Yes.
16th of July, 2010, heading off to our second, performance of Jacob's musical, Alice in Wonderland. Jacob plays the Mad Hatter. He's been at school all day, but not at school. They had another matinee today. He had a matinee yesterday and a matinee today. His matinee yesterday was a stunning success, he says. I suspect because A, the theatre was full, and B, it was full of little kids. Last night's, by his own description, was a bit of a disaster.
It wasn't that bad. I've seen worse school musicals.
Oh, yeah, sure. I just said, I think after the high of the matinee, I think he was a bit disappointed. So tonight, hopefully, they've got their act together. I think we get the same Alice again tonight. There's two different Alices. So we get the same Alice tonight, and then a different, the blonde Alice, who's been doing the matinees. We get her tomorrow night. Yes, we're going to all three evenings.
That's love.
Yes, love is. What was it you said? There's no standout song in the music?
No, it's a bizarre musical in that you don't go away tapping your toes, and it just seems like a lot of disconnected scenes are just come together. It's quite weird.
Although that was partly because things went wrong. For example, Alice's song Curiouser and Curiouser was missing.
I don't think that would have made a difference,
I suppose. But I know that segment of the play where she was drinking bottles and shrinking and growing, it all seemed a bit disjointed, and I think it was because they made a lot of mistakes with the props.
And I know Jake was disappointed with his main scene because I think it was Alice or the rabbit
and
kept
himself
missing their lines.
And himself. Yeah. So it was all sort of, yes. And he didn't appreciate the fact that while congratulating him, we also offered him advice last night, which is not a good idea.
I know, but it was wasn't aimed just at him.
No.
But Jake just can't take constructive criticism very well.
Oh, dear. So, okay, well, we're almost halfway through this audio boo, so
I'm going to do one later when Jake...
He's in the car.
Finishes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See what he says about his Saturday
night.
He was
hyped up after the rehearsal the other day.
Yes, he was.
He'll be hyped up again now.
Yeah. All right, so, wish us luck. We're going to see Alice in Wonderland again. All right, a triumph.
Certainly much better than last night. It was really good.
Yes, a triumph. it went very well tonight. What do you think, Jakey?
Choking.
the artist is choking. But no, they did very well. The scene changes were faster. There was less wardrobe and prop malfunctions. So
could hear every word. Which was
yes,
great.
Everyone was enunciating to the back row.
Yeah, you guys are saying, but the main character, Alice, who was played by Hannah tonight, she picked up her game tonight and made it absolutely excellent. She didn't forget any of her lines this time, and she improved a bit of work, like the water hazard on the stage, which was quite interesting. I didn't slip it on myself, but I did see it. And I especially like the chef scene, where crash, wallop and bang, and especially how the audience seemed to participate really well. And we also had Flagstone and... Park Ridge primary schools come for the daytime, which we had Olivia, who did a very, very good job, especially her singing, which we were trying not to go, aww, every time she sang. But, they were very enthusiastic. They're a much better audience than the last one, because the last one, when they told the Queen, after off with your head, to say no, they said no through the whole song, and you couldn't hear Minnie at all. But the kids in this one knew when to say it, which was very smart of them.
Oh, well, I guess there's more adults tonight.
Better have an adult crowd, I guess, in some ways, but it's much more fun to have a kid crowd.
So you're looking forward to tomorrow night?
Last night, it's like kind of like, thank God. I wouldn't want to do it for another week or so, because that'd probably make me freak out. A couple of wardrobe malfunctions, but soon fixed up. Like, the caterpillar's hat has been missing for 3 days, and that means it hasn't been worn at all.
Okay, I didn't even notice that. All right, that's our time, and a good evening ahead by all.